I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Saturday morning, the 5th of July, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go straight to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 20. Nevertheless, Jesus says, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Folks, this is a beautiful scripture. You know, when you stand before the Lord one day, the greatest thing you want to hear from God is, well done, good and faithful servant, come and enter into thy rest. The one thing you don't want to hear is, who are you? Depart from me, I never knew you. The disciples had returned. They said to Jesus, even the evil spirits, we cast them out and they go. Jesus says, that's wonderful. He said, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Isn't it a beautiful thing when you walk into someone's house or into a business and a person says, hello, John, hello, Jack. It makes you feel so good because he remembered you and he remembered your name. Names are very important to me because I know they mean a lot to people. When you say, hello, brother, hello, sister, then normally you know that they've forgotten your name. But when we stand before the Lord one day and he says, welcome home, that is going to be the most incredible message to hear out of the mouth of God. He knows me. I want to ask you today, do you know him personally as your Lord and Savior? You might say, look, I know about him. Angus, my family are Christians. My grandfather was a great preacher. No, but I'm saying, do you know him? Well, I hope so. No, that's not good enough. So how can we be sure that God will recognize us when we get to heaven? Well, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, if we confess with our mouths Jesus Christ and believe in our hearts that he has been raised from the dead, we shall be saved. Now, what I want to do, I want to pray with you. And maybe you say, I've prayed that prayer before. Well, maybe you need to do it again today. Because I tell you what, I pray that prayer constantly. Pray this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, today I want to be sure that when I die and I go to heaven, that you will recognize me and call me by my name, that you will say, welcome home. And I ask today, Lord, that you confirm that, as I would confess you as my Lord and my Savior, my only God, and the one who died for my sins on the cross of Calvary. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.